Chapter 5. Among the Wolves. Death walked so close to us that night, we could feel her shadow in ours. We all knew how much I risked, how deep these waters ran. The legion of souls inside me was a choir of warning, overlapping, naught but a cacophony in my head. We walked with a dead man's clothes on our back, face bound with rags, a threadbare blanket for our cloak. Our skin was thin and cracking, too little paint and too much canvas, a hint of grey still lingering from the fire's dreadful kiss. We'd trod close to the shores of hell before, but I'd never known such fear, so much at stake here, and so much bad blood between us. Brother. Their fires burned low in the storm, hundreds of tiny pinpricks dotting a ridge above a forest of dead trees, well beyond the reach of the Blackheart's arm. We caught the scent of blood and meat, fur and leather, saw shadows of monsters crouched beside those flames. We heard snatches of pipe song under the moaning wind, thick Ossian brogue, and the crunch of light footfalls in the snow far to our left, right behind. "I come in peace," we hissed, a rag nowhere white fluttering in my hand. Bows creaked, wind howled. Nobody spoke. "I seek parley with Gabriel, the Black Lion of Lawson." The footsteps fanned out around us then, and through the driving snows we caught a glimpse of women clad in branch and bramble, bows of ashwood in their hands. Ahead, looming out of the dark, came another woman, near 6.5 feet of her. She was an ugly brute, broad of shoulder and thick of arm, hair black as night bound in slayer braids. Her skin was painted with spirals of blood from her moonstime, her face near an animal's, brown eyes with no whites, pointed furred ears, one half missing, sitting too high on her skull. Her forearms were dark with fur, her fingers tipped with claws like curved daggers. "Give us your name, Mare Flare," the Dusk Dancer demanded, "and a single reason why we shouldn't make ashes of you here and now."
"My name is Selene Castilla, Flesh Witch," I replied. "I am sister to Gabriel de Leon, and if that is not reason enough to let me pass." We sliced our palm, flicking our wrist to summon our bloody blade. "I could slay you all where you stand and walk on anyway." Bowstrings creaked tighter, our eyes locked on the leader, discord rising in my skull. It was a bluff, of course. Had they tried to end us, we'd simply have fled on the wind before their arrows could fall. But we knew warriors such as these admired valour, not simpering, and quietly I prayed Gabriel's name would carry us the rest of the way. The she-bear scowled, crooked teeth bared. But after a long staring match, she grunted, motioned we follow. One of the archers hissed softly, arrow aimed at our dead heart.
"You put Tristan in Maeve, Lairbrin. How do we know she is who she claims?"
The slayer scoffed, looking me over.
"Ego like that, she's definitely his bloody sister."
We were marched up the rise, incredulous guards assured by the one called Bryn that we were there to see the lion. I'd only read of dusk dancers in Master Wulfric's library, never seen one in the flesh, aside from Phoebe Adansair, and though there were ordinary folk among their legion, I was aghast at how awfully their heathen magics had twisted the rest of them. Hideous forms watched from around those fires, hulks of tooth and claw, half human, half beast. Animal eyes glittering in the firelight, pointed ears and tails and razored teeth, faces painted with spirals of moon's blood, imbuing the bearers with the strength of earth and pagan goddesses both. Stalking through the bestiary, we made the sign of the wheel. We were led to a tent in the heart of the camp, hung with banners of a dozen heathen clans. With a growl for us to stay, the one named Bryn stepped inside, leaving us surrounded. It seemed the entire Highland host was gathered at our back now, blades gleaming and fangs glittering, and breath steaming in the chill. We heard a snarl, someone call my brother's name, and in blinking, there he was, ripping the tent's flap aside, his accursed blade naked in his hands. His eyes were flushed crimson, fangs bared as he strode toward me, naught but murder on his mind. "Dior sent me, brother. Be calm," we cried. His fury lessened, but only a drop, testament to the depth of his rage. If not for our blood still at work within him, who knows what he might have done? It mattered not a drop to him that I'd never have gone into such danger without reason. The last Liathi shook her head and sighed. My brother was ever ruled by his heart, not his head. Not by one of them, at any rate, Jean-Francois smirked, sketching in his tome. Solène turned her withering gaze on the historian, black as the waters between. Your desire for him is piteous, sinner. You know he would kill you in a heartbeat if given opportunity, do you not? How is it people look at my brother and see only what they wish? How is it he lives a life so charmed when I was given this? You speak as though you hate him. Jean-Francois mused, working on his illustration, a portrait of Solène standing in a sea of dusk dancers. And yet, at the heart of your rage lies a crime he cannot be faulted for. To lament ill fortune is understandable, Mademoiselle Castille, but to place the blame for the whim of heaven at a mortal's feet. The historian smiled, dark eyes twinkling. Well, it seems somewhat ungodly of you, Mademoiselle. You do not see, she whispered. You do not know what he cost me. Me? The historian replied. Not us. Your use of the plural seems to vary wildly. One moment you speak of yourself as many, another you speak only of Solène. Forgive me, but it makes you seem somewhat unbalanced. And worse, a rather unreliable narrator.
Far more reliable than your other, sinner.
Which is it, then? Me or we?
It is both. It is neither. It is exactly as we say.
The historian rolled his eyes, lifting his quill as Solène continued.
We stood there in the snow, staring at each other, Gabriel's will against mine. Behind him, we saw the flesh witch, Adunzer, further twisted by her dark magics now, eyes that of the animal who wore her skin. But though she glowered at me, still she touched his wrist, whispered soft in his ear, far more familiar in touch and tone than once they'd been. We looked from her hand at rest on Gabriel's arm, up into his eyes.
You've spent sleepless nights in your efforts to return to Dior's side, we see. No time wasted at all.
The flesh witch turned on me, cursed eyes flashing.
You're but a few breaths away from slaughter here, leech. I'd spend them more wise if I were ye.
You are not me, and will never be. Thank your heathen gods for that.
What do you want, Solène?
Gabriel growled.
Dior bid me speak with you, brother.
You've talked with her? Phoebe demanded, eyes wide. How does she fare?
We glanced at the legion of shadows at our back, the folk within the tent behind my brother, their skins scribed with bloody spells and bodies twisted with blind idolatry.
Well enough, considering her plight. The Divok tried to slave her, but though she plays the part, her holy blood makes her immune to their mastery.
We met my brother's widening eyes.
She can break the bonds of thraldom with it, Gabriel. Even now, she foments rebellion within the keep. She asks you to delay your attack, that she may free more of those scorched by the untamed.
What difference does it make? He demanded. If we burn every cold blood in Dunmergen to ashes, their thralls will be freed anyway.
Nikita has ordered every mortal soldier to the outer battlements. You and your new friends will need to go through them before you can reach the Blackheart.
And?
It was a wolfen man who spoke, his head that of his beast, voice like wet gravel.
They serve the leeches. Let them die with their masters.
They don't choose that service willingly,
Gabriel said softly. We nodded.
Dior asks you to give her time. The Heartless is the strap that binds the untamed together. The Black Heart is the buckle. Without them,
Nikita is ancient, Gabriel hissed. Older than fucking Empire. And Lily is the eldest Divok that walks this earth. Dior can't possibly think.
A shout rang across the encampment, all eyes turning behind. We saw figures marching through the snow, a dozen Highlanders, tooled leathers, and faces daubed with blood. At their lead came the biggest man I'd ever seen, a giant, more lion than man, a mane of slayer braids arrayed about his twisted features, body covered in red fur. And upon one shoulder was slung a figure, torn, blooded, struggling weakly against that monster's grip. He stopped dead when he saw us, sharp fangs bared.
Peace, Kaelin, Phoebe murmured. This is Gabe's sister.
Who the hell is that?
My brother asked, nodding to the beast's shoulder. With a murderous glance to us, the flesh witch dumped the body into the snow. We saw long braids, dark skin run death grey, small circles of blood daubed on her cheeks. Her face was rent bone deep by dancer talons, her arms ripped clean from their roots. Our eyes narrowed as the scent of her blood reached me on the air.
Soraya, we whispered, Nikita's youngest daughter. Murmurs rippled among the gather, swords and claws glittering the firelight. Soraya tried to rise, but the one named Kaelin put a boot on her chest, crushing her into the snow. With no arms to fight him off, the vampire was left to writhe, hissing in pain and hatred.
My father will see you flayed for this.
Caught it riding north with a half dozen others, Kaelin said. Yerrick ran her down. Rats, the wolfen man growled. Fleeing the sinking ship? Nay, the big lion replied. They were messengers, I think. For who? My brother asked. Kaelin shrugged. Nay, Ken, but we'd only the three of us, and there were six of them. A few got past, thralled horses, too swift to run down. Where were they going? Gabriel demanded, eyes on Soraya.
The high blood laughed, bloody face twisted.
You will see. Have no fear, lion.
I don't.
He crouched at her side, face cold and hard.
But I think you do.
We watched as my brother placed Ashdrinker at rest above the high blood's heart, and as the broken tip of that dread blade touched her breast, we saw indeed that Soraya quavered, her bleeding jaw clenched tight. She was decades old, murderess of hundreds, likely, thousands, perhaps. But though she tried to hide it, as that star steel sank half an inch through her leathers into the skin beyond, she was little more than a frightened child.
Tell me, my brother murmured, and I'll let you go.
You lie! You would never release me.
You don't know me, madam,
I'm no murderer.
You slew Toliev, Saraya spat. You slew great Danica and Anike, a score of my kin so great the snows are yet stained red. You are a murderer.
That was battle. You're a prisoner. I'm not the sort to butcher a helpless woman.
We spoke then, voice soft on the wind. Gabriel.
Shut the fuck up, Selene.
We knew the answer to the question he asked, of course. The hands Saraya was to deliver her father's message to. But the ice we trod upon was deathly thin here, and more. I think a part of us wanted to see what my brother was truly made of. Exactly how far he might go. The wolfen one rankled, growling as he glared at Saraya.
She's a leech, Lion. We cannot just let her go. She's got no fucking arms, Angus. I think it's safe to assume she won't be swinging battle's tide.
Gabriel's eyes met Saraya's again, the vampire taut with fear.
No, she wants to run, this one. She wants to survive. She'll live forever if no one kills her. Can you imagine? No old age, no sickness. The only thing that will end her is the flame or the blade. Imagine what you'd give up to hold on to something that precious.
His grip shifted on Ashdrinker's hilt, star steel glittering in the firelight.
Tell me what I want to know, cold blood, and I'll give you your chance at eternity.
Saraya met his eyes, her own flooded red, and though we wondered in truth if she actually believed him, in the end, a drowning woman will clutch even at straws.
The Terras, she hissed. They are come to Osway with a legion of wretched at their command, and a missive from the Forever King on their lips. Vos has the desire of the girl, La Chance. My father sends reply that he will give them the child if they come to his aid.
And where is this so-called legion?
They are encamped across the Ord River, awaiting word from my priori.
You're lying to me, cold blood.
I do not lie.
She winced, torn flesh slicked with blood, eye filling with fearful tears.
The Terras come, but a few nights distant. I swear it on my soul.
Gabriel nodded, rubbing at the stubble on his chin.
You know, I still dream of the cages at Trior Baila. Still smell the stink when I close my eyes.
He shook his head and sighed.
I don't kill helpless women, but you're nothing close to that. And you can't swear by a soul you've no owning of, vampire.
No!
Saraya spat.
No!
Pressing hard, Gabriel thrust Ashdrinker through the High Blood's heart. Starsteel sundered her flesh, her mouth opening wide in a scream, and in a blinking, Gabriel drew the blade out and sliced Saraya's head from her body. Her corpse bucked, thrashing, the hands of time reaching out to reclaim all it had been denied. Grey flesh melted from the bones, blood curdled black, then hissed into dust, naught but a wasted skeleton left in the snow. Phoebe spat on the smoking carcass, snarling.
Enjoy eternity, leech.
All eyes now turned to us, storm grey and glittering gold and emerald green. We stood wreathed in the smoke of Saraya's ruin, matching my brother's gaze.
You knew about this Vos Legion, I take it. Were you planning to tell me?
I tell you only what Dior asked me to, brother. Gabriel scoffed, wiping the blood off his smoking sword.
Well, there's her answer, then. We saw a legion of Vos a few weeks back, marching south, thousands in their number. I fancied they were mustering to attack Mergen. But if Nikita is now bargaining for their aid, we've no choice but to strike before they arrive.
It will take time for the Terrors to march here, Gabriel. They are camped days away. Dior asks but one to strike her blow. To spare you and your fellows hours of slaughter. To spare the poor souls on that wall who only stand there because they are made to. He shook his head, lips thin.
We can't.
She bid me remind you of the chessboard at Cairnhaim, brother. He blinked at that, wind howling in the gulf between us. She bid me ask you what you wanted victory to look like. He glanced toward the dun, down to the figure on his sword, her arms spread along the crossguard. We wondered what that demon whispered to him with its silver tongue. Have faith, Gabriel. We looked into his eyes, pleading. Believe in her as I do. My brother glanced to his flesh witch, and in turn she looked to the slayers around them. We could see fury among the Highlanders, the righteous rage that their blood had been used to fuel Nikita's assault upon Oswey, leaving a carcass in his wake. There must be vengeance for that, we all of us knew. But still, we saw it in Gabriel's eyes, the same as when we faced down the beast of Velen on the mare. For all his failures, all his frailties, I will say this one thing in my dear brother's favour. His faith in Dior never wavered. The last Liathi sighed. Not even at the end. I saw Aaron at the Blackheart's side. He said quietly. Is Baptiste in there too? We nodded. Thralled to the Wolf Mother. He will be in the vanguard for certain. Gabriel dragged a hand down his face, sighing deep. We could see the fear in his eyes, the fear every parent feels to let their child fly the nest alone, the fear for his friends within those broken walls, that hill he would die on. We can give the godling a day, he declared. Gabe, the flesh witch murmured. One day, he insisted, squeezing her hand. If it might spare those folk on the wall, we can give her tomorrow, Phoebe. We owe her that. The flesh witch looked among her kin, seeking consensus. Gabriel was a sort of leader here, but only one among many. None of the Highlanders seemed easy at the prospect, snarling teeth and narrowed eyes. But Dior was their godling after all, earth booned and moons blessed, spoken of in ancient augury and entrails of the dead. Who were they to deny her a single dusk?
You've eyes within the keep, Gabriel asked us.
Some way to talk to Dior.
A droplet of our blood remains with her. A moth. What it sees, we see. What it knows, we know. It cannot speak, but it can pass messages nonetheless.
Well, it can tell Dior she has till dawn on Priedi. The rest of you is staying here.
We would rather
count the fucks I give about what you would rather on no hands, he growled. That's the deal. Dior wants a day. Your treacherous arse stays right where I can see it.
We met his gaze, saw he would brook no dissent, and with a withering glance we curtsied, drawing up the hems of our ragged cloak like the finest dress at court. Phoebe spoke among her kin, asking that they pass the word. Thunder rolled above as the group broke up, staring 1,000 daggers at our back. Gabriel's eyes brimmed with anger, misgiving, fear. But finally, holding the flap aside, he nodded into the tent.
Looks like we have all night, then. Perhaps we should talk, sister.
Our gaze narrowed at that, boring into his.
Our mother's eyes had been black as coal. Gabriel had his father's eyes, through and through.
And standing there in all that dark and cold, I wondered what else he had inherited from that monster. Time to find out, I supposed. As it please you, brother. And brushing the snow from our shoulders, we stepped inside.